A buzzing black cloud, slowly devouring a screaming, defiant man. Welcome.
Tess, this is not a podcast. This is the Drupal Easy podcast.
Am I on the wrong show?
Well, no, I think you're on the right show, but you're just giving a different intro.
Oh, jeez, I'm sorry.
Just cue the music.
I'm building a science in my sleep. I can't make it, that's as dead as sheep. The Drupal way. It's the Drupal way. Where's the time gone? I can't say. I can't turn around and walk away. I'll need to stay in the Drupal way.
I remember watching American Bandstand on our new TV set in the 60s, bopping along to all the hit songs of the day, like The Drupal Way by Chris Montez.
I used to love listening to Drupal hits on my transistor radio, singing along to the Monkees' sub-theme Believer, and I spent the summer of love listening to Jimi Hendrix' All Along the Watchdog.
In the 70s, we put on our leisure suits and danced with great artists like Elton John and his chart topper, Goodbye Procedural Code. And I rocked out to the Ramones' I Want to Be Templated.
And one of my favorites was Elvis Costello's with What's So Funny About Views, Blocks, and Drupal Caching.
Call now to receive your copy of the Drupal Hits of the 20th Century. Available exclusively from Time Life Entertainment. Call the number on your screen, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, receive a Drupal 8 release candidate free of charge with every purchase.
You know, Ted, now we come to my favorite decade, the 1980s. It was a time when the hits just never stopped.
I know, Kelly. You had bands like Wham with their pop smash, The Gitterbug.
I remember teasing my hair and listening to The Material Girl with her number one single, Like a Version.
You can get all these great songs, including Robert Palmer's Addicted to Drush, but you have to call now.
Of course, we can't forget the 90s, the era of garage rock, where bands like Weezer gave us their single, Rossi Holly.
And Nirvana's classic, Smells Like Eaton Did It. I can't wait to take home this collection and listen to all these Drupal hits over and over.
The Drupal hits of the 20th century will be something your family will cherish for generations to come, including David Bowie's song about taking one small step for mankind, a Drupal oddity.
Time.
Okay, John, what's the next story?
Acquia has been acquired by Microsoft for an undisclosed sum.
An undisclosed sum? Those are my favorite kinds of sums.
Dries will have to move to Redmond, and everyone from the office of the CTO must start using the Surface Pro 3 starting first thing Monday morning. They also announced that they will be releasing 7 versions of Drupal 10.
Why 7 versions of Drupal 10?
Because 7, 8, 9.
Okay, and I guess Drupal 10 because Windows 10?
Well, they had to skip a version.
Right.
But now we'll have Drupal Home Premium, Drupal for Business, Drupal Media Center Edition, Drupal for Mobile, Drupal Enterprise Edition, Drupal 365, and Drupal Bob.
Oh, they're bringing back the Bob. I like it. So what does this mean, though, John? Like, are we all going to have to drink more coffee at DrupalCon? Like, everybody gets upgraded to Starbucks instantaneously?
I guess.
Everyone's going to start wearing, you know, like, flannel pullovers and taking more walks and riding their bikes to work. It's just part of the Drupal lifestyle now.
And going to more grunge shows, yes. Grunge.
Well, that should be interesting. I guess good luck to everybody who works at Acquia. And I, for one, am very happy that Microsoft has been so gung-ho about open source recently. You know, they did a project with Google. They're releasing a new version of Angular, the JavaScript platform, in collaboration with Google and Microsoft. So I guess now Drupal is probably going to have to get some Angular going in there too, right?
And they also, I've heard that they have released parts of .NET now too to open source.
All right, John, next story.
Hello, this is Dr. Driesenvaffer joining you from the Amazon jungle. I've been studying at the University at Berkeley for over 32 years, and I just want to say that I've never seen anything like this in my life. We've discovered a rare frog in the Amazon jungle that, well, it appears to be saying a word in Dutch. Here it is. Now, that doesn't sound like very much, but when you speed it up a little, you'll start to hear this pattern. You don't hear it yet. Gregson, turn up that knob over there. Yes. Do you hear it just yet? Wait, just a little bit more, Gregson. What does that sound like to you? It sounds like he's saying Drupal. That's the Belgian word for a drop of water. It's the most preposterous thing I've ever heard. A Drupal frog? Insanity! Next you'll be telling me that cats and cows and other sorts of animals can speak Dutch. It's preposterous! You, cat, be quiet! Gregson, where do we keep that cat repellent?
Nice, kitty. Oh, no, don't come this way, kitty. Do you like frogs? Mother!
For our next story, Chris, tell us about DrupalCon.
Yeah, you might have checked the planet this morning. There was a story there. I'm sure we've all seen it. In order to get ahead of the game, the Drupal Association has announced the location of the 2021 DrupalCon in hopes of that the community at large can achieve the same benefits that were recently seen by DrupalCon Bogota in Latin America. For the 2015 South American DrupalCon, the Drupal Association plans an ambitious conference on the moon.
All right, wait, I just want to stop you right there. So we're booking DrupalCon, what is it now, like 6 or 7 years in advance?
2021, yeah.
Okay. And
I've never heard of them doing that before.
You need to get your tickets that early. You know how prices go up. Well, Virgin Galactic's expensive, man.
I guess for something like the moon base, maybe 6 years isn't enough. I don't know how they're going to put it together.
I mean, yeah, Virgin Galactic for sure. But you know that some guy in Switzerland is going to be like building his own hot air balloon, like weather balloon system to get up to the moon, right?
That makes sense. Yeah, people really try to hack the cons. We see Airbnb all the time. Maybe someone's going to create a startup to just, you know, shoot you to the moon on a budget.
Moon B&B.
Moon B&B. Perfect.
I was going to start an Indiegogo to collect a lot of elastic rubber bands and form a giant slingshot so I can attend.
I wish that was my idea.
So I guess there's a quote in the article from Holly Ross. What does she say?
Oh, here it is. The 2021 Moonbase DrupalCon will be the best one we've done yet. The response has been dramatically positive so far from a handful of space nerds. Yeah, I tried to get on that Mission to Mars thing, but was rejected.
Aw.
Yeah.
Oh, somehow at least they actually got the Mars Science Laboratory to be the keynote for the second day.
That's going to be fun. I can't wait to see the live stream from the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we always have to worry about time zone differences for these cons.
When Mike asks Dries questions for the keynote, they're going to have to ask him 2 hours in advance.
As surfaces get away from a large body, you have to worry about relativity differences. The time might actually be a slightly different on the moon than it is here on Earth.
Wow. Okay, you're just blowing my mind over here.
Oh, don't forget the seasons on the moon, too. It's really dusty, so make sure to bring your allergy medication.
and make sure to bring both winter clothing and summer clothing, because the differences of whether or not the sun is shining is quite severe.
That's what I've heard. All right, next story.
Now, kiddies, here's some music to flush your caches by.
Welcome back, dear listeners, and now you know what time it is. That's right, it's time for the Git Log with Cosmic Dreams. Take it away, Chris.
Welcome back, you bits and bytes. This is your host, Cosmic Dreams. Today, we have had 795 files changed, 15,474 lines added, with 11,697 lines deleted. Let's go to the commits. Issue number 2450637 by Tim Plunkett and Jason Awat. Block visibility option show for listed pages does not appear to save. Files changed. Blocktest.php. Blockform.php. Issue number 2458045 by Webflow. Remove calls to core vendor autoload.php. 12 files changes, including install.core and everywhere autoload should not have been. Issue number 2456983 by Cellophan. 5 methods in class test form builder are dead code. Remove them. Files changed, formbuildertest.php and formtestbase.php. Issue number 2920302023. Reduce complexity of menu items by using telepathy. Using telepathy, we can predict what menu items' contexts are by reading your mind. Using this package, we've been able to predict the proper menu items with a shocking 100% accuracy. Test after test have shown that it is a foolproof way of knowing what menu items each content entity should have. So why don't we just build this in? Files changed. Blocktest.php.
And that was segment 12 of the Git Log. Stay tuned for the rest of the day in all other 13,829 segments here on this station. See you later, listeners.
All right, I got to tell you this weird story. A Scottish man in a blue box showed up today. He said he was from the future. Already pretty weird, right? He said he knew the release date for Drupal 8. And he said something about being a fixed point in time. I'm not sure what that means, but he said it a couple times, so I figured it was important. And he said there was nothing he could do to move it up. It was all wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey. And then we heard this really terrible groaning sound, and the box just disappeared. So, I don't know what that tells you about what's coming up with Drupal 8, but I do know that this has been the Drupal Easy Podcast, and we would like it if you subscribe to us on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, in the Miro Podcast Directory. Check us out on Twitter as Drupal Easy or Facebook, and please subscribe to the show. Let us know what you think, and until next time, see ya!
Yesterday, where the themers meet the coders and builders come to play.
I'm John Learned. My D.O username is JCL324. And my tip of the day is if you save a view once you've imported it, make another change and save it again, especially if it has dates.
This is Kelly Curry or Brightbold on D.O. And don't forget to clear your cache.
Hi, this is Ted Bowman, a.k.a. Ted Bow, and looking forward to see you at DrupalCon.
Hi, my name is Tim. I go by the handle trgreen17 on drupal.org, and here's my helpful tip. When in doubt, panels.
Hey, this is Chris Weber. I work out of the Twin Cities, and shout out to the Twin Cities Drupal community. On Drupal, my handle is Cosmic Dreams, and I just wanted to give a tip to everybody. Track down the config setting theme_debug because it has recently changed my life and I think will change yours. Turn that to true and you'll get a lot of information about what themes are doing on your website.
Hello, my name is Tess Flynn. You can find me at Socket Wench. That's wench, not wrench. And I'd like to let everyone know, please don't read the first letter of code in the flag module. Please don't do it. You don't know what horrors you will... Oh, there comes... Ah!
Hi, this is Ryan Price. I go by Liberator on Drupal.org, and I just wanted to make sure that you know, if we made fun of you, it's because we love you. And if we didn't make fun of you, there's always next year.
Okay, so do you want to give me a go, or might... Well... You can edit that out, right?
Yes.
Nirvana. That doesn't sound
Nirvana.
Right.
Nirvana.
I do know the band. Nirvana's classic smells like Eaton did it.
It'll be stored for all of time. That one time they tried an April Fool's show.